Coming up on episode number 410, in honor of the birthday of Donald Fagen, one half of the geniuses behind the band Steely Dan, I present the Steely Dan cover story with no wuss rock. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's January 10th. 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of The Cover Story, where I pick a band or an artist and I play you several covers by or of that artist's work. Tonight, it's Steely Dan. No Steely Dan covers. As far as I know, they only did East St. Louis Toodaloo, but since that's somewhat of a popular track, we'll focus completely on covers of Steely Dan material. You know, the popular stuff that ended up on the radio definitely fit into that whole soft rock genre, and so I can understand that there's a lot of derision from people who grew up listening to that stuff on their parents' radios that don't like Steely Dan. It's funny, though, how many artists and bands have been influenced by Steely Dan. Of all of the artists that I've interviewed on Coverville, Richard Cheese, Jeanette Napolitano, and Howard Jones all quoted Steely Dan as an influence, and so there's got to be something there. So we're going to listen to some covers of their work and listen to their music in kind of a different light. Instead of being performed by Steely Dan, you're going to hear different interpretations, and those songwriting skills, that instrumentation, maybe will rise to a different level than what you may already be familiar with. If you're a fan of Steely Dan, then prepare to really enjoy tonight's selections. We're going to start off with a group called Ivy. These guys are Adam Schlesinger of Fountains of Wayne with Andy Chase, and beautiful vocals by Dominique Durand. Here's their cover of Only a Fool Would Say That from their 2002 album, Guest Room.
Man wearing a white Stetson hat. dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. Light the candle, put the lock upon the door. You have said the main home burning like a thousand times before. Like the castle in its corner in a medieval game. I foresee terrible trouble, but I stay here just the same. Yeah, I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
Probably one of the most covered songs by Steely Dan, Dirty Work, performed there by Better Than Ezra, the great band from New Orleans, Louisiana, doing Steely Dan's Dirty Work. Before that, you heard Only a Fool Would Say That. That was by Ivy from their 2002 album, Guest Room. Let me tell you about the sponsor for tonight's episode of Coverville. It's audible.com. If you go to Coverville right now, right this second, and you look at the banner on top of the page, you will see that it allows you to get a free download, a free book, just for signing up to Audible. And you don't have to stay signed up unless, of course, you do enjoy their services, which I think you will. The offerings on Audible are huge. I mean, it's a humongous library of audiobooks that you can download, and it's going to work with your iPod. It's going to work basically if you're hearing my voice. Then whatever you're currently using to listen to my voice, you can listen to books from Audible. If you're politically minded, then there's a few choices for you. Just a few of them are The Audacity of Hope by Barack Obama, Living History by Hillary Clinton, and Character is Destiny by John McCain. So both sides of the Republican Democrat are represented there. Check it out, audible.com. Sign up, get a free audiobook download, and then continue using their services or discontinue, but you get that book to keep. Audible.com, check out the banner on the top of Coverville. All right, continuing on here. What I really love about doing Coverville is these discoveries of covers by bands and performers that I'm huge fans of that I never knew existed. This is a perfect example. I have been a huge Paul Carrack fan ever since his work with Squeeze, his solo stuff, his great stuff in the 80s, Mike and the Mechanics, his work with Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band, etc., etc. The list goes on. What I never realized, though, was that he was in a band in 1993, right before he joined Squeeze for the second time. And this band was called Spin 1-2. The O in 1 was a number 1, and the T in 2 was a number 2, just in case you're doing a search for that. He was in the band with a guy named Phil Palmer, who is the nephew of Ray and Dave Davies, and the entire album, they only released one album, the entire album is cover songs. And so I'm going to play one of them for you right now, Reeling in the Years, one of Steely Dan's best-known tracks, here covered by Paul Carrack and Spin 1-2.
five names that I can hardly stand to hear, including yours and mine, and one more chimp who isn't here. I can see the ladies talking, how the times are getting hard, and that fearsome excavation on Magnolia Boulevard. Yes, I'm going insane, and I'm laughing at the frozen rain. Well, I'm so alone. Honey, when they gonna send me home? Bare sneakers and a pina colada, my friend, stopping on the avenue by Radio City with a transistor and a large sum of money to spend. Street. You wear that white tuxedo, how you gonna beat the heat? Do you take me for a fool? Do you think that I don't see the ditch out in the valley that they're digging just for me? Yes, I'm going insane, and I'm laughing at the frozen.
Coming from the soundtrack to the movie Me, Myself, and Irene from 2000, that is the Push Stars with their cover of Steely Dan's Bad Sneakers. That soundtrack was almost all Steely Dan covers. It was actually originally intended as a Steely Dan cover album, but the producers of the movie wanted to throw in some more non-Steely Dan cover tracks to round it all out. All in all, it's a pretty uneven soundtrack. There's some really good covers in there, and there's some not so good covers in there. That is one of the ones that I really like, though, the Push Stars from Boston, a band that formed in 1996. They have kind of an Evan Dando-esque feel to the vocals there. Again, it's Bad Sneakers from the Me, Myself, and Irene soundtrack. Before that, Reeling in the Years by Spin 1-2 featuring one of my favorite vocalists. If not my favorite, then certainly one of my favorites, Paul Carrack, who's just been in so many bands and has done so much stuff that I really enjoyed. That is a group called Spin 1-2, self-titled album, their only album, which came out in 1993. I want to throw out a quick thanks and a quick correction. The thanks goes out to Katie at Divinely Crafty for saying some very favorable things about Coverville on her blog. Thank you so much, Katie. And a correction, and I should have written down who actually emailed me about this. But on the last show, I played a cover of I've Done Everything for You, and I misquoted that it was originally by Rick Springfield. It was covered by Rick Springfield, but it's a Sammy Hagar original. He wrote it and released it back in 1978. I got to thank Eric Z. No, I'm sorry. Is it Eric Z? It's just Zim. All right, I got to thank Zim for emailing me back about that. All right, let's get to a track from what I listed as my favorite cover album of 2007. It was an album called Bridging the Distance, a great cover album that was a charity release as well. I'm going to be playing a track by a group called Point Juncture Washington, or Point Junction Washington. No, Point Juncture Washington. It's a cover of Pearl of the Quarter by Steely Dan, one of their lesser-known songs. These guys are from Portland, and a couple of years ago, they won fourth place in the Willamette Week Best Bands in Portland 2005 competition. So congratulations to Point Juncture Washington. Here's their cover of Steely Dan's Pearl of the Quarter.
Charmer like you've never seen.
Limited edition CD single called Spark. That is Tori Amos with her cover of Steely Dan's Do It Again from 1998. Before that, Pearl of the Quarter from last year's Bridging the Distance, one of my favorite cover albums, actually what I listed as my favorite cover album of last year. That's Point Juncture Washington with their cover of Pearl of the Quarter. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. If you want to email me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblogs or in the forums. You'll find all that stuff at coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday night with the all-request Sunday edition of the show. Trivia, a visit from Tina, and the songs that you wanted to hear. It's all coming up on Sunday's Coverville. And then next Tuesday will be the 40th anniversary episode of the Live from Folsom Prison concert by Johnny Cash. So stick around for all that stuff coming up. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. You know, something I haven't done in a while is to give you a Coverville bonus track. It's where I hide an extra track, an extra bonus track at the end of the show. I'm going to give you one of those such tracks right now. This one comes from a Japanese beatboxer named Dokaka, who uses a multi-track recorder and his own voice to add multiple layers of his voice to cover songs. So it's an a cappella track that is entirely one person and a multi-track recorder. He does a cover, a great cover, of Steely Dan's Kid Charlemagne. I'm going to play that for you right now, and that will really be the end of the show. Hey, thanks again for listening. Thanks for sticking around to the end here. Here's Kid Charlemagne by Dokaka. Thank you.
Bye.